from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pick up the night shift. We're on your way to start the day. We got what you need.
Welcome to the morning shift.
It's the most mid team in history.
A whole new way to start your day with nationally televised reporter Tiffany Blackman.
Any pizza for me can be a personal.
Can't wait.
Former Falcons and Alabama offensive lineman Mike Johnson.
I've had my butt chewed by Nick Saban a few times.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
And Atlanta sports radio guru Bo Morgan.
You know who I am? I'm Squid Bill.
You tell him I'm coming. And hell's coming with me, you hear?
It's a new experience.
And a new take on a sports morning show.
The morning shift is on.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, and this is the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike, Bo, and myself.
The morning shift heavy?
Here with you.
The morning shift
today.
Heavy?
Live in the Kia Studios.
Bo, yesterday, we were talking about, without you here, and especially without Rob here, do you call it diet morning shift or morning shift light?
I like light.
Obviously, I like to go light, though, because diet to me means like Diet Coke. Light means it's a beer. It's more of a beer.
But
so I went with morning shift light yesterday. I like it better that way.
I mean, you do you, boo.
So what happens Thursday when we're all off? Is it like the morning shift zero? It'll be Sam and Greg, but
yeah. No, and I just think you just don't have the product. Product's not on the shelf. That's all right, though.
They're out.
Yeah.
It's a restock.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sold out. That's cool.
So Sam, you know, they can come up with their own.
They do. Right? Well, yeah, they just do their weekend show. And
exactly.
Obviously, Sam's a legend in this
Sam's
city.
Sam's a man.
And he randomly DM Sam's seems
yes,
my favorite.
He's like a social media.
He has my cell, and we're Sam and I have known each other for years, and he randomly DMs me like Friday, and he's like, "You're in Nashville?" And I just wrote back, "I'm in Mexico."
Yeah.
And he goes, "Oh."
This is what I learned about Sam, because I've been like, "Sam, you've got my number," but Sam likes to use the DMs, man. Like, you know, he's up to date on all the latest technology, and
I think
he wants to flex it. That's fine.
I think it's just randomness. I think he's on Twitter, and then he thinks of people, and he's like, "I'm just gonna message you." Sam's great. He's one of my favorite people. In this business that I've ever met. So I can't say enough good things about him. So you'll hear them Thursday, obviously on the 4th of July. But yeah, I'm so happy to be back. I got that.
You look tan.
I actually got a decent tan, even on my stomach, which is hard because A lot of times I just get burnt. Right. And then it's hard to you don't ever tan then, because the skin just peels and you know, you're back to the square the beginning
square
of
square one.
Yeah, I was gonna say square A. But look, I was texting with my golf group, and somebody said something who I expect more out of for them to, a comment like that, and I just laid into them. And this was like yesterday afternoon. And they go, "Oh,
wait, about tanning?"
No, it was about a mess. It was a golf thing. And I was like, "That." I said, "With all due respect, that's the dumbest thing you've ever said. And I expect more out of you." And he's like, "Someone came back angry from Mexico." And I go, "No, I'm in a great mood, and I want to be like, I just haven't gotten to lash out publicly in a while, and I'm ready to do it."
I haven't had a chance to yell at anybody about their dumb takes.
I was gonna say, you're like this woman I knew that literally came back from the dead, but she was still angry. And I talked to her, was sending her well wishes, and within 5 minutes into the conversation, she was, use your choice of words there, talking about somebody. And I was like, whoa, I'd like to think if I was about to die, I'd come back a little more cheery. So
I did learn a few things on vacation.
Okay. All right. Is this a life squid, or is it coming out now?
I mean, I think it's, we can do them both here. One of it, I never had any doubt, but I never went around telling people I'm a Coca-Cola man, because I just didn't think I needed to.
Yeah.
Because I'm from Atlanta. Yeah. 1,000,000,000%. If you're listening down in right. downtown. I will never, ever even hesitate that I'm a Coke man. 1,000,000,000%.
Yeah.
Because they did not have Coke. They had another product at the resort we were at.
Oh, man.
You're not even going to name it?
Yeah, can't do that.
No, I like to be somewhat smart with that kind of stuff.
Unless it was the discount value brand. What's that called?
Well, they don't have RC anymore, do they?
No, RC Cola is still a thing.
Yeah, I used to, dude.
I know. I will drink an RC Cola.
Yeah, I don't even know anything about Chet Cola. My dad grew up, when I was growing up, my dad worked at Winn-Dixie. Chet Cola, dude.
Well, I know about it.
All in there.
So,
I've heard of Chet Cola.
No, I'm just saying you don't know nothing about it, Tiff.
Well,
you know what I mean? You don't know nothing about it.
Sorry.
If you've heard of it, doesn't mean you know about it.
You got a corner on the Chet Cola.
Well, you know,
I've heard of Cardi B. I don't know her lyrics. Okay?
They all,
you know what I'm saying?
But they all have their own, like, Walmart would do like Dr. Thunder and Sam's Cola or whatever. And they used to do this thing called, what was it? It was instead of Mountain Dew, it was like Mountain Lightning or something like that.
Yeah, Mountain Mist or something.
And it was Mountain Lightning or something like that. And my mom came
Mountain Lightning and Dr. Thunder.
My mom came home with that one day, and I was like, what is this? Where's the Mountain Dew at?
That sounds like something somebody named their fist before a boxing match.
Yeah. Dr. Thunder and Mountain Lightning, baby.
let me ask you this about your trip before we move on. There are only, to me, there are only two types of people that go on vacation in Mexico. You have the lounger by the pool. I'm not moving for 4 hours. I might read a book. And there is the person who is so antsy they can't sit still.
Activities.
They're going to walk around and they're going to do activities and all of the above. Which one are you? Are you a lounger or an antsy?
Well, technically, I'm the middle, because I sit at the pool the whole time, but I walk to the pool bar back and forth.
Okay.
And we also...
Is that in the middle?
I think really so. We also found this game that two of my neighbors that we were with, they saw these kids playing because it was one of those resorts where adult side only, but then there was a separate resort that you could still go to. Like, we found the go-karts and everything. And I had the lead until I was viciously attacked from second place.
I've heard that story before.
And
Jeez.
iRacing tonight, by the way.
Common theme.
But we would take the cup, and you would have a cup in your hand, and the other person would have a cup in your hand. You'd put it like half with water, and you would throw it, and the other person would try to catch it with their cup. You'd throw it up in the air. And we did that for about 2 hours out of the day.
You made it sound like you found like a
it was a real game. But you had to use the cups that they served drinks in.
Right.
Little plastic, you know, the little ones.
Did you win or no?
Well, there was no winner. We were just playing.
Yeah.
Just playing with water.
The winner was who got the drunkest.
I think it was a team effort. You're trying to get on a streak.
So you got in.
Enough.
Yeah. Happy to have you back.
Thank you. I'm happy to be back with you guys.
The band's back together. Well, I guess other than Dylon, but he decided to take an extended leave of absence. But nonetheless, he look.
Lots of people take 10-day vacations.
Hey, you don't use it, you lose it. Don't you come at the youth. That's what the youth do nowadays. So.
Okay.
The youth do.
What?
The youth are like, no, the youth, like if you look at, I guess it technically is he? He's a millennial, isn't he?
No.
He's on the very
Z or whatever.
No, I think he's the very end.
They're all about using your days. That's what I see when I try to be like you and get a pulse of what the Instagram socials are happening.
Like him.
And that's what
he's the Twitter guy. You're
I'm trying to get a pulse of that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so,
I was gonna say.
But that's what the youths do. There's a whole lot of messaging that the youths are putting out.
Is that quiet quitting?
Quiet quitting, but they're just like,
sounds like
they're basically
quitting.
Like if you like anything else, you'll be replaced if you like drop dead tomorrow. You know, they fill your spot. So use your day.
Replaced if you don't show up to work.
Yeah.
But if it's approved vacation, then he's good. So this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. The Braves begin a 3-game set against the San Francisco Giants today. They are coming off of taking 2 out of 3 against the Pirates over the weekend. But the Sunday's game was the one that they unfortunately dropped.
Did you have the Roku channel for the brunch game Sunday down in Mexico?
Well, that was
I don't know if you were on your way out by that point or not.
Yeah, it was a travel day, and I was following it along with ESPN Gamecast from Margaritaville in the Cancun airport. We had to get lunch. They send you really early home. Like they send you from the resort if you go through Delta, which is the way to travel, do a Delta
vacation.
Sure. Through Delta vacations. Sure. But, I hear the groundswell at Schwellenbach is he's not the guy. They're 1-5 when he starts, and I'm like, yeah, he's had one bad start, and that was against Boston. The others, he had three really good starts, and then two starts that were just so-so. But
there's one bad inning in those starts.
There is no run support for this dude whatsoever. Even the games he's won, he's got no run support. So I did see that. But, look, the Braves, I feel like, have righted the ship in every way, but just the consistent hitting. And that is still an issue. They might be able to get a little bit on track tonight against a guy who's made one start, and that's Hayden Birdsong. And it didn't go overly well. I mean, he went 4 2/3, and his ERA is right around 6. So if that tells you anything, wasn't terrible, wasn't great though. And it's a guy that maybe you can get a win tonight with Lopez on the mound and get a good start to the series. Because I don't need you winning 10 in a row, but I need you going 2 or 3, especially with with Philly coming to town.
Now, that's the point that Grant McCauley was making to me last week. And look, the brutality that was watching the Braves play against the White Sox on the one-off game Thursday was unbelievable. So I walked in here Friday, and I looked at Tiff and Rob, and I was like, dude, I don't know what Grant's about to save me later, but he better save me from really going into panic mode. And we keep talking about the record's fine, but this at no point has looked like a team that is pennant-worthy and looks like a team that would make a long run. They have no hitting with runners in scoring position. They are not doing the things. It's like we can talk about Jared Kelnick and Marsuelo Ozuna, and that's pretty much it, other than some really, really red-hot bright spots from Austin Riley from time to time.
Yeah, it's amazing what Kelnick has done in a leadoff spot, and really the last month of the season for him has been phenomenal. He has been red-hot, and it's really slapping the face of all the people that wanted to run him out of town in spring training. You know, obviously those people are the ones that panic every time, so take them with and everything they say with a grain of salt. But the thing for me is, you know what? I was reading the recap that Day-Day sends yesterday because I wanted to make sure I didn't come in here and try to talk about things you guys have already talked about. And I heard your comments, Mike, about basically you said just that. And I was like, that's interesting. I don't think that's a bad take. But what I would tell you is it's okay that you haven't looked that way yet because I don't believe this is the final product. Now, when we get to August, you better start showing signs of a team that can do that because, to me, that is when it really needs to be shown. It's going to be really important, and that's when you can take off as long as you're in a spot like you are now.
When we come back, we're opening up that front page and giving you some NBA news and the latest on the U.S. men's national team and the fallout from last night's game. Stay with us here on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Two, three. It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
NBA free agency was underway, began on Sunday. Lots of moves have been made. Lots of news coming out of the Celtics camp. And this one, though, has to do with their ownership. So the majority owner puts the team up for sale just weeks after the NBA championship. The Boston Basketball Partners LLC, the ownership group behind the Celtics, has put the team up for sale, according to a statement that they had posted on X on Monday. The controlling family of the ownership group announced the sale of the majority stake and expects it to be completed later this year or in early 2025.
I think the interesting part of this is to keep in mind is they are selling the majority stake. This is not the entire investment group that will be selling. They bought this, I think, for $360 million about 22 years ago. And when you look at the amount of money that is probably Wick Grusbeck, the majority stakeholder, that he's able to get for this, it's insane, right? So you're going to have just his part. Now, they are valued somewhere around $5 billion. And when you put all those numbers forward and add in the fact that you just paid everybody on that roster, you start to add the zeros up. And Grusbeck's like, I'm getting out of here. I'm good. We're about to be doing a lot of money. You sell when the stakes are high, so good to go.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that one of the best NBA reporters that I've had the chance to ever be around was Chris Mannix. And he tweeted right after this news came out that some owners have become very wary of what local TV deals could look like in the years ahead. And, you know, regional sport networks are embattled. And while the new national deal will be big, future local deals may not. Mark Cuban, I think, has hinted about maybe selling the Mavericks as well. They may see this now, as, and he mentioned Cuban as long with Grusbeck in there, and said they may see another time to get out while the getting is good. And then another guy came over the top and said the NBA is moving inevitably towards an NFL model where local telecasts, which already exclude most of the best games, are going to get an even smaller piece of an increasingly divided pie. So that, to me, sounds like that's where these owners make a ton of their money, are these regional deals. And with those going away, that, you know, that makes sense that they might sell high, to your point. It's not just about for the Celtics, about the NBA titles, it's other things as well.
It'll be interesting to me how this all goes, because now you have this model right in the NFL where you've kind of okayed investment groups as opposed to one singular owner or majority owner. And I mean, when the numbers get as high as they are, when you're talking about $5 billion, and like I said, this is not the whole team. They're not selling the whole team. It's just his majority stake in this investment group. But when you start talking about that, man, you really have to have like a Los Angeles Dodgers style of squad behind it that's going to throw their money forward and be able to do different things. And it really completely changes those ownership models. I mean, there's a lot of kind of, you know, kind of cooks in the kitchen when it comes to that.
Yeah, and it's what happened here with the Atlanta Spirit Group, where it was a lot of cooks in the kitchen that didn't have, none of them had the entirety or majority of the ownership stake, and therefore it really exposed the fact that none of them had any real money. But in the reality of the situation is you want one guy who has that 51%, right? And then the rest of them have big enough pockets where they can all make these moves.
It begs the question to me when I'm seeing all these numbers pop up for Derek White and Jason Tatum, all the above. When I see all these numbers pop up, it leaves me asking the question, who is signing off on these contracts? You know what I mean? Like, if you don't have a singular majority investment kind of owner, you know what I mean? It's not like, okay, hey, we're going to pay Dak Prescott. Jerry Jones has to okay that, right? Jerry Jones makes this. Like, who is it that's signing off on going, hey, let's pay Jason Tatum $320 million?
Well, I think the guys like Grusbeck have a majority stake at the end of the day.
Right.
So it's just that you have a bunch of other guys who make up the other 49%.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Jason Tatum, him and the Celtics agreed on a 5-year, $314 million extension. And then Mike already mentioned that the Derek White deal. So him and the Celtics agreed to a 4-year, $125.9 million contract extension. So they are paying a lot of people.
A lot of money for a lot of different pieces. But I guess when you have players that are that good, I guess you want to sell a good product. I mean, if that's the thing, if they're asking Wick Grusbeck, if they're saying, hey, look, man, do you mind if we pay these people? He's going, dude, we have a championship, not even championship caliber, a proven champion commodity here. If you want to step into these ranks and pay a few billion dollars to step right to the, you know, the forefront of the NBA and get those things done.
Yeah. So make a run again. One more run for the title, right? You just paid Jaylen Brown last year. Now Tatum and White have been paid. You're going to make at least one or two more runs before whatever happens with this team, however long you can keep them together.
I'd be curious to get a report, too, from like a front office or a Forbes or something like that, of how much an actual NBA championship is worth financially. You know what I mean? When you look at the windfall of not only just gear, but, you know, putting butts in the seats for the next season and the amount of sellouts, I'd love to know how much that is worth for a franchise and whether or not, you know, it's kind of worth making those moves to go all in like you do financially and not worry about the luxury tax and everything else. And then on the flip side, how much you're able to pull away from that.
The Splash Brothers are no more because Klay Thompson is reportedly headed to Dallas for a 3-year, $50 million contract. So he'll join forces with Luka and with Kyrie. And maybe it will get them over the hump next year. But again, like I know we talked about it in the break, but they had their issues with defense late, and a lot of people were pointing fingers at Luka and his conditioning. But now you brought in a guy that
doesn't play defense late.
I know.
Anymore.
You know, but he can still shoot. So even though people want to harp on that, there's a lot of that. What, Clay went 0 for?
Yeah.
There's all that stuff that's out there. But
well, there's two truths to this. This is a guy that, you know, it's going to give you 20 to 30 minutes and, you know, shoot 40% from three for his career. But he's just, you know, it's somewhere in that range. But he's going to give you, what, 10 to 20 points a game, averaging, I think, last year on 17 points a game in like 29, 30 minutes. Reality of the situation is he's also a guy that was benched in late in games because of what? Not playing very defense. Good defense.
Look, the Warriors did put out a statement, and I'm not going to read all of it, but they said they can't overstate Klay Thompson's incredible and legendary contributions with the Warriors during his 13 years with the team. This did not end well. According to a lot of reports, and it seemed like there were a lot of, I hate to use the term like hurt feelings or anything like that, but that's kind of what it seemed to be. Mm-hmm. Like you already knew he wasn't going to go back to this team. They weren't going to be able to come to, you know, reach an agreement on terms. But the writing was basically on the wall, and I don't think he liked the way he had been treated down the stretch, and there was some unfollowing on social media that was reported.
Yeah, as it
small thing as
it goes,
it's common.
Days.
But
it's ridiculous.
You know, it stinks that you had this great career there. The Splash Brothers duo was huge.
Yeah.
Right? You were paying big money to go see them if they were in your city, and so it's sad to have it end if it truly did end according to all the reports on such bad terms.
And I think injuries led to an earlier exit than both sides would have liked. At the end of the day, there's going to be one man left standing on that from that team,
yeah.
And it'll be Steph Curry, because they'll when they need to cut with Draymond, they will, and as long as Steph can play as long as he wants to there. Look, the reality is it sucks. But Klay Thompson, while he handled it in front of the media as well as he could have, you know, he's like, I'm not the player I used to be. It sucks. I got to deal with it. I don't want to. But look, I don't blame Golden State for doing it. And I heard a lot of Hawks fans come to me, why didn't we go get Clay? Because we've got him on the roster already. He's bogey. Well, we already got a guy that can come off the bench, not going to give you great defense and score 17 points a game in 30 minutes.
It's a good point. But to me, this entire thing is such an NBA story. Like, this doesn't, like, you would never think this way in the NFL, like having this bad breakup. It's such an intimate locker room when you have 12, 14 guys in the NBA locker room. And when you put together a dynasty and the longevity that you see from a lot of these players in the NBA, specifically when they've won world championships, such an NBA thing. This is not, like, I don't feel like there's as much feelings hurt NFL, Major League Baseball, some of the other sports, but that intimate locker room setting makes things a little more difficult for Clay.
We're going to talk about the United States men's soccer team. We'll save that for later on in the show, because there's a lot of fallout from their loss last night in the Copa America. But we will highlight 16-year-old Quincy Wilson right now. He's become the youngest male track Olympian. So he has turned heads at the Olympic trials in Eugene, Oregon, and he'll have the opportunity to do so in Paris. So it's just incredible. The ages of some of these athletes that we've seen come out. You have Lolo Jones on the opposite ends of the spectrum, 40 years old, like only woman or only female track athlete to be able to do that at her age, which is crazy. And then, actually not crazy, because 40 is not old. Let's just go ahead and put that back out there.
Yeah.
And then you have
going to the Olympics.
And then you have a 16-year-old who's now going to be going to Paris and representing this country. So that's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. He did not make it in on the 400 team, but they call and kind of make him part of that relay pool. And it was funny. I would have been so mad, but evidently his coach called him and said, "Hey, man, bad news." "I'm just kidding. We're going to Paris."
I was like,
"Dude, my coach calls me and says that, I'm punching him dead in the face, and I'm finding a different coach before the next Olympics. No thanks."
Such a cool
story. Don't be making that up.
He said he was ecstatic when he got the call, so kudos to him. All right, well, how can the Hawks improve their roster from here? We've got a lot to talk about, and we'll hit a TV's timeout. Stay with us here on The Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I was just going to say who this was, and I was going to ask slash take a guess. And
it's chemicals between us.
I know, right? I haven't heard this in probably since middle school.
He follows me on Twitter, Gavin Rostow.
Does he follow like 80 bajillion thousand other people?
No, wow, Tiff. Dang.
There's a couple celebrities
that do
that.
Can that man just take a victory lap for 2 seconds without you being like, it's not that cool he follows everybody? Just hammered this man.
I'm sorry. I did come in
with that's
people.
Cool. That's cool.
Look, I've acknowledged.
He actually follows three people.
People's elbow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He follows me, Gwen Stefani. And
do you know him? Did you meet him?
Oh, we're pals.
Yeah, his DM.
I will say
that he follows like 3 million people.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, I know they do.
Shameless.
You didn't even give me a chance.
Because I got excited when a celebrity. There's a certain celebrity. I won't call his name out. That follows me. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I looked, and I was like, oh, dang, he follows.
Yeah, it's always a
coughs, Tay Diggs.
It's always a tough thing.
I don't know if he still does.
Speaking of this song, though, last week, Bo, we did songs that we were talking about our first vehicles we ever owned. And we were all, and Rob, we had a number of callers talking about the first vehicles they ever owned. I did Tiff's songs that she was probably listening to when she turned 16, singing out loud in the car. It was a great list, had DMX on there, a couple of other things. Today's Top 5 Tuesday will be the same thing. So
you're missing some pop music. I'm going in on Bo's.
It's only a year earlier, but we'll do 1999. We'll do songs that Bo was probably singing in his car.
A lot earlier.
I got to go remember what songs in 1999 were popular.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Wow,
yeah.
Thank you. You guys got nothing from you guys on my birthday. I mean, Day-Day sent me something, but you guys nothing.
Well, we didn't get invited on your Cancun trip either. So.
Yeah,
well, because we all can't. Well, I feel the same way about one person who decided to make an announcement when I was gone.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
Well, I mean, am I in the carry-on to Paris? I saw that come down. I mean,
wait, what? Yeah. You were here? Oh, wait, you weren't here.
Well, I was here behind the scenes, but not the public stuff. When I think it was
NBC.
NBC
made there, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, huh. I was like, well, you know, I wonder if I'm getting a plus one.
She put a post out. She was like, I'd like to thank Mike and Bo.
Did she for elevating her to the status of being on Olympic? Before you started working with me every day, you were not doing the Olympics. And now you're doing the Olympics. So that's all I know.
So, I mean, look.
I'm proud of you, though. Congratulations. I haven't got to publicly congratulate you.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. And congratulations on your birthday.
Congratulations on not
dying.
So it's 41 now?
That's right. You're and you'll be 40 pretty quickly and join me in the club.
Yeah, but you know what I did yesterday? Ran sprints, you know.
Oh, is that does that change the birthday?
Smoked them, you know.
She goes straight from I'm about to turn 40. You know what I did yesterday though? Ran sprints.
This is where I want
to
be.
The key to the youth. The
makes
key
her
to
feel
youth.
Good.
This is where I want to be suburban 41-year-old. Like, I cut the grass in 95 degree heat. Yeah. That's right. And that happened.
You know what else happened? The Hawks took the number one overall draft pick while you were away.
That's right.
And Zachary Richechet. Then we had free agency happen. Actually, they made a trade during the draft. And then we have free agency happen. And then DeJounte Murray, while you were gone, is now gone. He's with the Pelicans now. So the Hawks making some moves. So now we have the big question of because you can still make a deal with somebody. I don't know who's out there. But what's next for this team to try to improve their roster?
Well, that's a really good question that's I'm going to go ahead and be straight up, and it's rare that I'll ever admit that I don't have the answers to the test, but I don't have the answer to this test.
Nobody does.
But what
dude.
I'll tell
it's
you.
Fine. Nobody does.
But I was on Twitter yesterday as a normal, and I was catching because I did not spend a lot of time on Twitter when I was away. And,
I saw your John Forrest retweet, and I was like, put the phone down, Bo.
Well, that one's personal because John Forrest is, you know, somebody that me and my poor dad you. Both were able to pull for and watch when I was a kid. Sure. But somebody said, is this going to be another offseason where we take a guy and send him packing and then say, well, look, it's addition by subtraction. And it would be easy to say that if we did not get Richechet. But they do need to figure out that what they're going to do with the other guard spot. I mean, what is the plan? And I know Steve Koonin went on with Dukes and Bell on Friday and said, hey, you know, there's we're going to be in the news a lot lately. I hope so, and I hope it's big moves. But they're the NBA, you see guys, you know, Paul George moving to Philadelphia doesn't – I don't get all upset. I mean, no, with all due respect to Paul George, he's had a phenomenal NBA career, but what team has he went to and said, all right, you know, pencil him in for the finals because I've yet to see him make one.
Right.
Guys, I think it's time to stage an intervention, and it might be for someone here.
Uh-oh.
It could be for someone in your life.
Oh, man.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't fun.
With TV's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
We all have one of these people in our lives, and they significantly impact our lives, probably in the worst way possible. I want you to take a listen to just a portion of this clip.
Text it to me the regular way. That's what I'm saying. I don't have AirDrop. Just, okay, hold on. I can't do FaceTime, but we could do Google Meets, or we could hop on a Zoom. I'm saying the meeting.
That is Miss EJ Speaks from her Instagram account. She's a great follow if you don't follow her. And it was a point of view. You're the only Android user in the group. Now, I did ask Day Day a huge favor
Somebody's
into getting that sound on me rather quickly, but then I realized Day Day is an Android user.
I was going to say, how did you send that sound to Day Day? That's the question. How was that sound sent to my friend back there? That is, listen.
When I saw this last night, I about fell out. My brother, who apparently still listens because I made a bad joke yesterday, he texted me the middle finger emoji. He has an Android. He's still the only one in our family.
Come on, man.
Why?
I get so torn on this entire topic, the Android against, because I feel like it's, and I think maybe it's in Europe or something, they've ruled against Apple being able to make the messages green and things like that. I can't remember exactly. There's somewhere in the world,
like
I'm talking about the Android messages coming through in green. They've kind of like ruled against that in one
silly.
Of these courts.
They need to be shamed.
But it's like,
I agree.
But what if they weren't shamed? What if they just all came through blue? And what if they were, you know what I mean?
We never have to have this conversation.
We need to know why we can't, as Miss EJ speaks, but we need to know why we can't FaceTime you. We need
but
to
we
know
should,
why
my
we
My point
have
is
to.
We should be able to. But I should be able to FaceTime Day Day whenever I want to.
But you're never going to be that way. But look, I don't want everything to be the same. And I do believe in freedom of choice between a Droid and an iPhone. However, just don't be friends with me.
Freedom of choice between a Droid.
Because one of my good friends who was on vacation with us, we have to use WhatsApp app on vacation because while there is 12 people on this vacation, and 11 of them, we can iMessage back and forth. But there is one person, AB, that we can't. And we have to use WhatsApp because his messages don't come through the same.
You realize how hypocritical you just sounded. I don't want everything to be the same. But you should own a freaking iPhone.
If you're friends with me.
Everybody should own a freaking iPhone.
But look,
I don't want everything to be the same.
But you should own an iPhone.
Because it's a contrarian thought now.
Again? Let's just take this.
This is so good.
But you know how frustrating it is? To have to use WhatsApp for one person.
I'm saying I don't have AirDrop. Just, okay, hold on. I can't do FaceTime, but we could do Google Meets, or we could hop on a Zoom. I'm saying the meeting can be done. I don't have FaceTime. And y'all need to be all right with that. Not because they be trying to act like, oh, EJ got an Android. Like, I'm just at the bottom and I'm just so low. Ain't nothing low about me, but like my metabolism sometimes. And
it does. I mean, look, it does beg the question, like, can we talk about this for a second? What made the decision for you to get an Android? Like, what was the thing you were
I've always had an Android, so.
What's keeping you from leaving?
So, I do a lot of, as you guys know, I do a lot of video work with high school sports. It's the cameras. The cameras have always been better on the Androids. Yeah. Now, I will admit, I've seen some of these newer iPhones within, I guess, the last couple of models that they've come out with that have some pretty good cameras, but the cameras on the Androids have always been, really been my main
Google
reason.
Pixel.
I got three cameras. Yeah. Look at all these cameras.
Four. You got four if you count the front one.
Oh, yeah. But here's the thing. I have to download an app just for you.
Oh, sad.
Just so we can internationally message each other. Like, that is...
But you know,
ridiculous.
You know, the other thing, and maybe it's changed a little bit now, but there was a time when Apple users were running around like crackheads when they left their chargers somewhere. Android Ooh. People, we never had to worry about that because no one ever wanted our chargers.
Yeah.
No,
exactly. Nobody.
Well, they're the same chargers.
That should tell you something.
They're the same chargers, the USB-C or whatever.
Yeah, now everything's kind of
Now everything's got to be the USB-C, so.
Look, I'm just saying,
I hate that too.
Like, my brother ruins a family chat. My cousins, you know how many brothers and sisters my father has? And just think about the multiple children that they had. It's a large group text, and it comes in green bubbles.
Oh, I know you hate that.
Because we have a certain cousin, I'm not gonna say her name, but a certain cousin refuses to change.
Oh, man. I'm good. Daddy, keep holding out. Don't
Just conform. Don't be close with your
we
cousins.
We don't need everybody with the same kind of phone. This Works is up to Apple me. To fix this.
Again,
this is up
that,
to Apple
was,
to fix
that
it.
Was EJ Speaks on Instagram. She's a great follow and hilarious. So she inspired that TV's timeout. Yeah. Hopefully it will inspire all of you out there, Android users, to maybe make a significant life change. So when we come back, let's talk to our resident offensive lineman here. And find out what it takes to have a breakout season. Mike's a former All-American, former Atlanta Falcon. You know, he's got great insights. Stay with us here. We'll be right back at the top of the hour on
National
Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Future College Football Hall of Famer.
I was just going to say who this was, and I was going to ask / take a guess. And
it's chemicals between us.
I know, right? I haven't heard this in probably since middle school.
He follows me on Twitter, Gavin Rossdale.
Does he follow like 80 bajillion thousand other people?
No,
he
followed Tiff. Dang.
There's a couple celebrities that do that.
Can that man just take a victory lap for 2 seconds without you being like, it's not that cool he follows everybody? Just hammered this man.
I'm sorry. I did come in
with that's cool. That's cool.
Look, I've acknowledged
he actually follows three people.
People's elbow. I'm sorry.
Yeah. He follows me, Gwen Stefani, and...
Do you know him? Did you meet him?
Oh, we're pals.
You guys DM?
I will say
that he follows like 3 million people.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, I know they do.
Shameless.
You didn't even give me a chance.
I got excited when a celebrity. There's a certain celebrity. I won't call his name out. That follows me. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then I looked and I was like, oh, dang, he follows.
Yeah, it's always
coughs Tay Diggs.
It's always a tough thing.
I don't know if he still does. It's
speaking of this song, though, last week, Bo, we did songs that we were talking about our first vehicles we ever owned. And we were all, and Rob, we had a number of callers talking about the first vehicles they ever owned. I did Tiff's songs that she was probably listening to when she turned 16, singing out loud in the car. It was a great list, had DMX on there, a couple of other things. Today's Top 5 Tuesday will be the same thing. So
you're missing some pop music.
I'm going in on Bose. It's only a year earlier, but we'll do 1999. We'll do songs that Bo was probably singing in his car.
A lot earlier.
I got to go remember what songs in 1999 were popular.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday.
Wow,
yeah.
Thank you. You guys didn't. I got nothing from you guys on my birthday. I mean, Day-Day sent me something, but you guys nothing.
Well, we didn't get invited on your Cancun trip either. So.
Yeah, that's
fair. Well, because we all can't. Well, I feel the same way about one person who decided to make an announcement when I was gone.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
Well, I mean, am I in the carry-on to Paris? I saw that come down. I mean,
wait, what? Yeah. You were here. Oh, wait, you weren't here.
Well, I was here behind the scenes, but not the public stuff. When NBC
made their
yeah, and I was like, huh? I was like, well, you know, I wonder if I'm getting a plus one.
She put a post out. She was like, I'd like to thank Mike and Bo.
Did she for elevating her to the status of being on Olympic? All I know is, before you started working with me every day, you were not doing the Olympics. And now you're doing the Olympics. So that's all I know.
So, I mean, look,
I'm proud of you, though. Congratulations. I haven't got to the public to congratulate you.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you. And congratulations on your birthday.
Congratulations on not dying.
So what, it's 41 now?
That's right. You're and you'll be 40 pretty quickly and join me in the club.
Yeah, but I'm so, you know what I did yesterday? Ran sprints, you know.
Oh, is that, does that change
them.
The birthday?
Smoked them, you know. So, you know.
She goes straight from, I'm about to turn 40. You know what I did yesterday, though? Ran sprints.
This is where I want
to
be.
The key to the youth.
Makes her feel good.
This is where I want to be suburban 41-year-old. Like, I cut the grass in 95-degree heat. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. And that happened.
You know what else happened? The Hawks took the number one overall draft pick while you were away.
That's right.
And Zachary Richechet. Then we had free agency happen. Actually, they made a trade during the draft. And then we have free agency happen. And then DeJounte Murray, while you were gone, is now gone. He's with the Pelicans now. So the Hawks making some moves. So now we have the big question of, because you can still make a deal with somebody. I don't know who's out there. But what's next for this team to try to improve their roster?
Well, that's a really good question that's, I'm going to go ahead and be straight up, and it's rare that I'll ever admit that I don't have the answers to the test, but I don't have the answer to this test.
Nobody does.
But what
dude.
I'll tell
it's
you.
Fine. Nobody does.
But I was on Twitter yesterday as a normal, and I was catching them because I did not spend a lot of time on Twitter when I was away. And,
I saw your John Forrest retweet, and I was like, put the phone down, Bo.
Well, that one's personal because John Forrest is, you know, somebody that me and my dad both were able to pull for and watch when I was a kid. Sure. But somebody said, is this going to be another offseason where we take a guy and send him packing and then say, well, look, it's addition by subtraction. And it would be easy to say that if we did we not get Richechet. But they do need to figure out that what they're going to do with the other guard spot. I mean, what is the plan? And I know Steve Koonin went on with Dukes and Bell on Friday and said, hey, you know, we're going to be in the news a lot lately. I hope so. And I hope it's big moves. But the NBA, you see guys, you know, Paul George moving to Philadelphia I don't get all upset. I mean, no, with all due respect to Paul George, he's had a phenomenal NBA career. But what team has he went to and said, all right, you know, pencil him in for the finals because I've yet to see him make one.
Right.
Guys, I think it's time to stage an intervention, and it might be for someone here.
Uh-oh.
It could be for someone in your life.
Oh, man.
Let's hit a TV's timeout.
Now listen up.
Now let's take a look at what's going on in Tiffany's world.
This ain't funny.
With TB's timeout on the morning shift.
Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
We all have one of these people in our lives, and they significantly impact our lives, probably in the worst way possible. I want you to take a listen to just a portion of this clip.
Text it to me the regular way. That's what I'm saying. I don't have AirDrop. Just, okay, hold on. I can't do FaceTime, but we could do Google Meets, or we could hop on a Zoom. I'm saying the meeting.
That is Miss EJ Speaks from her Instagram account. She's a great follow if you don't follow her. And it was a point of view. You're the only Android user in the group. Now, I did ask Day Day a huge favor into getting that sound on me rather quickly, but then I realized Day Day is an Android user.
I was going to say, how did you send that sound to Day Day? That's the question. How was that sound sent to my friend back there? That is, listen.
When I saw this last night, I about fell out. My brother, who apparently still listens because I made a bad joke yesterday, he texted me the middle finger emoji. He has an Android. He's still the only one in our family.
Come on, man.
Why?
Dude, I get so torn on this entire topic, the Android against, because I feel like it's, and I think maybe it's in Europe or something, they've ruled against Apple being able to make the messages green and things like that. I can't remember exactly.
Blue.
There's somewhere
it's
in the world,
like
yeah.
That.
I'm talking about the Android messages come through green. They've kind of like ruled against that in one
silly.
Of these courts.
They need to be shamed.
But it's like,
I agree.
It, But what if they weren't shamed? What if they just all came through blue? And what if they were, you know what I mean?
We would never have to have this conversation.
We need to know why we can't, as Miss EJ speaks, but we need to know why we can't FaceTime you. We need
but
to
we
know
should,
why
my
we
My point
have
is
to.
We should be able to. But, I should be able to FaceTime Day-Day whenever I want to.
But you're you're never going to be that way. But look, I don't want everything to be the same. And I do believe in freedom of choice between a droid and an iPhone. However, just don't be friends with me.
Freedom of choice between a droid.
Because one of my good friends who was on vacation with us, we have to use WhatsApp app on vacation because while there's 12 people on this vacation and 11 of them, we can iMessage back and forth. But there is one person, AB, that we can't. And we have to use WhatsApp because his messages don't come through the same.
You realize how hypocritical you just sounded. I don't want everything to be the same. But you should own a freaking iPhone.
If you're
Everybody
friends with
should
me.
Own a freaking
but,
iPhone.
But look,
I don't want everything
Day,
to be the same.
You
but you should
play,
own an iPhone.
Because it's a contrarian
are you able to play part
thought
of it
now.
Again? Let's just take this.
This is so good.
But you know how frustrating it is? To have to use WhatsApp for one person.
I'm saying I don't have AirDrop. Just, okay, hold on. I can't do FaceTime, but we could do Google Meets or we could hop on a Zoom. I'm saying the meeting can be done. I don't have FaceTime. And y'all need to be all right with that. Not because they be trying to act like oh, EJ got an Android. Like I'm just at the bottom and I'm just so low. Ain't nothing low about me, but like my metabolism sometimes. And
It does. I mean, look, it does beg the question, like, can we talk about this for a second? What made the decision for you to get an Android? Like, what was the thing you were
I mean,
like?
I've always had an Android, so.
What's keeping you from leaving?
So, I do a lot of, as you guys know, I do a lot of video work with high school sports. It's the cameras. The cameras have always been better on the Androids. Yeah. Now, I will admit, I've seen some of these newer iPhones within, I guess, the last couple of models that they've come out with that have some pretty good cameras. But the cameras on the Androids have always been, that's always yeah. really been my main
Google
reason.
Pixel.
I got three cameras. Yeah. Look at all these cameras.
Four. You got four if you count the front one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But here's the thing. I have to download an app. Just for you.
Oh, sad.
Just so we can internationally message each other. Like, that is...
But you know,
ridiculous.
You know, the other thing, and maybe it's changed a little bit now, but there was a time when Apple users were running around like crackheads when they left their chargers somewhere. Android Ooh. People, we never had to worry about that because no one ever wanted our chargers.
Yeah.
No,
exactly. Nobody.
Well, they're the same chargers.
That should tell you something.
They're the same chargers, the USB-C or whatever.
Now everything's kind of
Now everything's got to be the USB-C, so.
Look, I'm just saying.
I hate that, too.
Like, my brother ruins a family chat. My cousins, you know how many brothers and sisters my father has? And just think about the multiple children that they had. It's a large group text, and it comes in green bubbles.
Oh, I know you hate that.
Because we have a certain cousin, I'm not gonna say her name, but a certain cousin refuses to change.
Oh, man. I'm good. Daddy, keep holding out. Don't
Just
conform.
Don't be close
you know
with your
we
cousins.
We don't need everybody with the same kind of phone. This We're is up trying. To Apple to fix this.
Again,
this is up
that
to Apple
was,
to fix
that was EJ Speaks on Instagram. She's a great follow and hilarious. So she inspired that TV's Time Out. Yeah. Hopefully it will inspire all of you out there, Android users, to maybe make, a significant life change. So when we come back, let's talk to our resident offensive lineman here. And find out what it takes to have a breakout season. Mike's a former All-American, former Atlanta Falcon. You know, he's got great insights. Stay with us here. We'll be right back at the top of the hour on
National
Sports Radio. 92.9 The Game this hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured, hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm.
Future College Football Hall of Famer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.